You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes from the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. And today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. It is Thursday, April 8th in the year 2021. And man, it sure seems like this year is going by very, very fast. The talk of the town has been Justin Fields. Will he be a top three pick? Will it be a top 15 pick? We'll have to wait our turn and just wait and see. But before we know it, the draft will be here and we will have an answer. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jsteven07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Line up for today in segment two, we're going to talk about the growing pains of spring practice. Segment three, a Buckeye recruit was named Mr. Basketball in the state he played high school basketball in. We begin today's show talking about Justin Fields. Once again, he is going to have a workout for professional scouts, executives, and coaches to come watch him throw in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. As if one workout or the pro day was not enough, there is one executive out there that has reportedly sent out a request to watch Justin Fields throw once again. And Justin Fields said, sure, if you want to watch me throw, come on to Columbus. You can watch me make all the throws like so many other people did during my pro day. Reportedly, John Lynch, GM of the San Francisco 49ers, reached out and requested to see Justin Fields throw in person. This year during the Rona, there's no combine. Documented that, said that numerous times. But also, NFL teams cannot bring in scouts to their facility to have workouts at the facility. Team orchestrated, hey, come in, I want you to do X, Y, or Z. Do it right in front of me. What I'm a poet. I didn't even know it. I want you to work out in front of me, do all the workouts, do everything that I map out for you to see what we think of you right in front of us. I've said it once, I'll say it again. To me personally, these type of workouts only hold so much weight. Game film, the film itself is what I look for, what I would put a whole lot of weight in, but you do want to see, one, how they prepare for said workout, how their body is mentally, how are they, how they bounce back from maybe a bad throw to a good throw or a series of good throws. Do they stay level? Do they stay poised? Do they stay locked in? Do they get outside of themselves, their behavior, the countenance? All of these things go into watching somebody work out right in front of you while you are there. John Lynch will be at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. This is scheduled. The second pro day or workout for Justin Fields is scheduled for April 14th at 9 a.m. Head coach Kyle Shanahan of the 49ers will be there as well. They also have the number three overall pick. There has been a lot of question. Well, were they going to trade up to get Mac Jones, or were they going to trade up? Will they get Justin Fields? Will Fields continue to slide? The back and forth, the ebbs and flow. Some things make sense. Some things don't make sense during draft season, and we're just left to sit back, watch, and witness what is going on. Also, another player for Ohio State will be there, an individual that was not at the Ohio State Pro Day, Sean Wade, who was recovering from an injury, a turf toe injury. He will also be there working out there for these NFL scouts. All 32 teams are invited. Justin Fields and I believe Sean Wade, they're saying, look, man, if y'all were to come, come on. Come one, come all. Let's watch us play. Let's watch me throw. And I just hope. Now, I hope it doesn't happen. It doesn't have to happen. But if we get a Garrett Wilson catch on the sideline where Justin Fields throws the ball and Garrett Wilson has to make some acrobatic catch, two-toe tap on the sideline, not 1 foot, knowing this is a presence of mind and awareness, knowing there's NFL scouts there, knowing you'll probably be a first-round pick in the upcoming season, 2 feet in the NFL, not one, Now, granted, in the college football season, this upcoming season, he can only get 1 foot down and be A-OK. However, if you can show right now to those guys that are watching you, Olave and Fields and everybody else catching passes, Farrell, Saunders, Sermon, watching all of these guys catch passes from Fields, and they say, ooh, wait, not only was that a good catch, you got 2 feet down as well. That's a legal catch both in college as well in the NFL. I wonder what the aftermath of this workout will be for Justin Fields. Well, I mean, no matter what, let's say he kills it. Let's say he does the same throw that Zach Wilson did that so many other quarterbacks have done. They've done their own variation of said throw. Let's just say that he does fine. What will the talk of the town be at that time? Will it be Justin Fields that he can't read or he can't do this or he can't do that? Will it go back to being things that you can't criticize from the workout because he killed the workout? What about Sean Wade? Because honestly, right now, even though I am a person that doesn't believe much, I don't put much stock into these workouts, Sean Wade can show a couple things. One, he's recovered. He's healthy. But two, he can move on the field, worked on his hips, worked on his technique, the things that he didn't show that he wasn't very strong on during the season. He can show at this time that he has improved those going into his career as a professional football player. This is key for Sean Wade, key for Justin Fields, and key for any other Buckeye that decides to work out at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center on April 14th in front of NFL coaches and executives. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited for it. Excited to see what Fields does during this time. Excited to see, really, I'll be looking myself personally, looking more for Wade. Will he run the 40? Will he lift? That's to be determined. I don't know exactly if Fields will be lifting or if he will be running another 40 or things like that. We know that he wants and believes he can run a 4.3, ran that 4.45 or 4.44. That's still blazing fast at 6.3, 230. That's blazing fast no matter what your body type is. Another workout for these young men or for these executives, for these people to watch Fields and Wade. Let's see what happens. I'm excited to see what happens during the workout. I hope you are as well. Let's step away very quickly. When we come back, we'll talk about some growing pains that happen during spring practice. But first, check this out. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the new Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. If this is your first time listening or watching Locked On Buckeyes, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a long time watching or listening to the podcast, I want to say welcome back. Locked On Buckeyes also has a YouTube channel dedicated to every daily video put out here for this here podcast. Go to Locked On Buckeyes. Search Locked On Buckeyes on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. You will get alerted and be updated every time a new video comes out. Locked On Buckeyes drops a fresh new episode for you every Monday through Friday. I am not a parent, But I can only imagine what my parents went through, what maybe you have gone through as a parent when there are growing pains in a child's life, or when there are just the process of maturing and you're watching as a parent, you're watching your child as they're growing up. May it be the maturity level. May it be physically they're outgrowing their clothes. They're getting too tall. You just bought the kid some size 8 shoes and he's already outgrown them a few months later. Just things like the natural ability or the natural things that happen when a youngster or a child is growing. There are thoughts that maybe go through your head as a parent, or maybe you're in leadership at a job, or maybe you're a teacher, or maybe you're just in some role of leadership, but you're saying, yeah, Jay, I've seen growing pains. I know what you're talking about. We're talking about child rearing right now. This is a football segment, a sports podcast about the Buckeyes. Why in the world are we talking about leadership, child rearing right now? Well, guys, let's think about for a second what Ohio State has right now during spring practice. They have lost their starting quarterback. They have lost their starting running back, the running back that started at the end of the season. Two starting offensive linemen, Wyatt Davis and Josh Myers. They have lost Jonathan Cooper. They lost four linebackers. You can only start, well, the Buckeyes only start three. They had one guy who was a captain who came off the bench, and you also lost Sean Wade. That's 10 individuals that Ohio State has lost. Oh, might I add, you lose Luke Farrell, a tight end. Oh, might I add, you lose your kicker and your punter. I think I'm leaving off somebody else. You're missing and you have lost a lot of talent on your team. And during spring practice recently, the O-line coach spoke and he talked about how there are 11 guys that are experiencing their very first spring practice. Now, some of them did play last year, or were at Ohio State last year. I believe Paris Johnson Jr. being one of them. But there was no spring practice last year, so this is truly his first spring practice. Does it aid him to have this right now? Absolutely. Does it aid him to have a true fall camp? Absolutely. When you have a different style or spring practice that you didn't have last year, it brings different thoughts. It brings different maybe emotions for the youngsters, because you may have someone that says, well, I can't practice. I can't go. How does that benefit me? Well, it's all mental reps. It's all visual reps. It's all the things in the film room. It's all of the things that you're coaching people on the field to say, I know I can't be out there physically, but I'll try and be a coach on the sideline. And those are some things that go on right now. Put yourself in Ryan Day's shoes. Ryan Day, the head coach of the football team, tasked with trying to figure out who's going to be the starting quarterback at Ohio State right now, which I don't know. I gave you my guess who I think it'll be. C.J. Stroud. Will it be Miller? Will it be McCord? Well, I'd be surprised if it's one of them. Not at all. They're all talented. You're at Ohio State for a reason. Will I be surprised if Egbuka or Harrison Jr. get a lot of playing time at wide receiver? Not at all. They're talented. They're crazy. It's Ohio State. The wide receiver room is loaded. Would I be surprised if Jack Sawyer is in rotation or out of rotation? Not at all. There's a lot of talent there at Ohio State. Wouldn't shock me. Would I be surprised if you see a two high safety look or a single high safety look or a mixture of a 4-2-5 or 4-3 or 4-3 multiple hybrid style of look? Not at all. There's a lot of talent at Ohio State. But during this time at Ohio State during spring practice, one, you're going to hear people like Ryan Day say, we need to play more football. You may say, Jay, that's kind of like self-explanatory. Football players play football. Yes. But when you want to have this time period of evaluation, and yes, there will also be a scrimmage just coming up Saturday in the shoe. So once again, the players can get acclimated to that environment, to that setting before the spring game. Will fans be at the spring game? Fans like you and I don't know. I have no idea. But at the same time, that's a proper way. That's a good time to get players to get acclimated to playing in a massive stadium that is the Horseshoe. Growing pains during spring practice, they're normal. They are expected. But I know one thing. If you were there saying, well, I got a new quarterback, need a new running back, two O-line, but I think I know who one of them is going to be. I think Miller's going to move from guard to center. Paris Johnson is going to move from tackle to guard. I think Jones is going to be right there at the left guard spot that he played in at the end of the season. Oh, might I add, Harry Miller, he's actually been hurt. So some growing pains, they're injuries. So right now you have also had Matt Jones, Luke Whipler, Jacob James. They're all getting reps at center right now because Harry Miller is out. So me and my explanation, or me and I, as I've been thinking in my head, Harry Miller, that's locked in. Yeah, boy, better come back and make sure his spot solidified. We saw at the end of last season, he basically lost his spot. He was the weakest link on the offensive line all year long. Matt Jones comes in when Harry Miller was unable to play, and we see what Matt Jones did at the left guard spot last year. That linebacker, will we get a 4-3 or 4-2-5? Will the scheme be different, or will the scheme be the same last year? Two high safety, single high safety. If you run a 4-2-5, is it a linebacker hybrid? Is it a corner or a safety? Is it kind of a Troy Polamalu-esque individual that'll roam, and not roam like that in college? I don't think any college coach is going to give a player that much freedom that Troy Polamalu had. I know many of you are Browns fans. I know many of you don't like that. Troy Polamalu was literally the first individual that popped into my head as far as a safety that roamed around the field, even at times, sometimes lining up in the B gap. Go to the YouTube, search it. You will see Troy Polamalu had a very long leash that was given to him by Bill Cowher and I believe Mike Tomlin, as they were his head coaches. Groin pains through spring practice, they're normal. They are expected. Injuries during spring practice, they're expected, but at the same time, these are things that we go through every single week, every single day during spring practice. Many of you have the quarterback position pinpointed and circled and trying to figure out who is going to be the starter. Will it be McCord? Will it be Stroud? Will it be Miller? Well, I will say one thing. Stroud is a guy coming in that I believe that I talked to, and people think that he's probably going to be the starting quarterback. Will Miller step up and make a whole lot of stride? Possibly. I think that it's neck and neck. But McCord also has a connection with the freshman wide receiver. If Harrison Jr. does get playing time, does his high school quarterback come along with him? That's to be determined. But spring ball, it's an exciting time. It's also growing pains that come along with it. They're going to step away one more time. When we come back, a Buckeye recruit, a Buckeye commit, that is, recently was named Mr. Basketball in the state he played high school basketball in. But first, check this out. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and even the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets. And guys, it's even free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device. And when you sign up today, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, go to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device. And when you sign up, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. The NFL draft is weeks away. It's time to start following our NFL Locked On, our Locked On NFL Draft Duo. The Draft Dudes podcast watches every prospect so that you don't have to. And the Locked On NFL Draft podcast is your daily draft news and mock draft podcast. Follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. As we wrap up today's episode of Locked On Buckeyes, like I mentioned, we're going to follow up and finish this week strong. Another episode tomorrow. Next week, it is a spring game getting ramped up for what we're going to watch and witness on April 17th. And then after that, we have about a week and a half between after the spring game until the start of the NFL or the NFL draft. We'll ramp up draft talk. We'll summarize what we watched and witnessed during the spring game and have a lot of fun doing it. Anytime, and I'm a big fan of high school basketball, but anytime somebody is named Mr. Basketball or Mr. Football or Mr. Anything in their high schools, in the state they play high school sports in, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. And right now, the Buckeyes have an individual that received that honor. Not only Malachi Branham, but also Caleb Etchler. They have both won, they're both Buckeye commits. They have both won postseason awards in the state of Ohio. Caleb Etchler, a 6'8" wing. I believe he's going to be a phenomenal athletic young man, good shooter, slasher. He can get to the hole. He can finish on you. I am excited to see him play basketball. He was a Division IV, I believe, All-State honoree there in the state of Ohio. The other name more noted, a name that more people know around the country, Malachi Branham. He was named not only the Mr. Basketball for the coaches, the Ohio High School Basketball Coaches Association Mr. Basketball winner this year. He also won Mr. Basketball via voted on by the media or the Associated Press. That's the one that most people talk about. That's the one that gets the most of the attention. And he is in a long list of Buckeye basketball players that won Mr. Basketball in the state of Ohio. I'm going to go through them very quickly. A lot of them, I just looked through this list. Oh my goodness. Ohio State is just littered with Ohio Mr. Basketball. Jimmy Jackson in 88 and 89 was named Ohio Mr. Basketball. Greg Simpson in 91 and 92. Damon Stringer in 95. 2000, there was a tie. Tony Stockman won it. He played at Ohio State and at Clemson. And also he was tied with Chester Mason, who ended up playing at Miami. In 2004, Jamar Butler won Mr. Basketball. 2007, Joe Diebler. 2008, William Buford. 2009 and 2010, Jarrett Sullinger. 2013, Mark Loving. 2017, Caleb Weston. He was the last Ohio State Buckeye player to win Mr. Basketball before recently or right now. Malachi Branham is the now winner of the AP or Associated Press Mr. Basketball Award in the state of Ohio. 22 points a game average this year. Won, I believe, the state championship. Had 37 points in the state tournament as well. He is going to come into a backfield that has a hole, but I think the backfield. Wow, Jay, wrong sport. All this football talk of your boy saying backfield instead of saying backcourt. You have a backcourt of Michi Johnson, not in the starters, but just the names that come to my mind. Michi Johnson Jr., Dwayne Washington Jr., Jimmy Sotos, Mari Wheeler. You have all of these guys, and you're going to add Branham to that mix. That's a lot of talent right there. How will it go? Who will the starting point guard be? They're going to be Wheeler. They're going to find Wheeler and Washington in the backcourt. Sotos and Johnson off the bench with Branham as well. A lot of talent there. And when it comes to being Mr. Basketball, I remember the Mr. Basketballs in my state of Indiana where I have watched a lot of high school basketball. These guys I remember for a lifetime. A lifetime. I mean, I'm in a group on Facebook, and I know I'm not on Facebook as much as I used to be, but I'm in a group on Facebook that's devoted to high school basketball fans in the state of Indiana. A lot of these old heads, I'm a youngster, early 30s, a lot of these old heads, they talk about stuff that happened in the 50s, the 60s. Guys talk about Oscar Robertson when he won the state championship in the mid-50s. I'm like, yo, man, my parents weren't even born when that man was playing basketball in Indiana. But that is what happens when people think about Mr. Basketball in that particular state. And for this young man to go to Ohio State, not Ohio Bobcats, but go to Ohio State, stay in state to play college basketball. One, as a testament to Chris Holtman and what recruits believe about him and for him winning that recruiting battle. But number two, it's just a sign that this man's staying home and he has something to prove. He sees a long list of Mr. Basketballs that have come from the state of Ohio that have played at Ohio State. He does not want to let those guys down or be a name on that list that's just not cut to play basketball in Columbus at the Ohio State University. Branham, excited to have him be a Buckeye. We'll be excited to watch and cover him down the road. Malachi Branham, very excited. You'll be in Columbus very, very soon. Guys, thank you so much for listening and enjoying another episode of Locked On Buckeyes. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can also send all of your emails to, if you have an email, you're not on Twitter, but you want to reach out to me, jstevens317@gmail.com is the email to send all of your emails. To come back tomorrow. We'll finish out the week strong and then get right back into football talk, recapping the weekend in Ohio State football. Spring practice on Monday.